Marty Preston is faced with a dilemma when a young beagle turns up at his home near Friendly, West Virginia. Marty feels sure the dog is being abused by his owner, but Marty's parents say he must take him back. It hurts Marty to return the runaway dog to his cruel master. That's when Marty secretly decides he'll do anything to save the dog he names Shiloh. Sure seems strange having Shiloh in the house that night, after trying so hard to keep him secret. Strange, too, the way Ma takes to him. Seems like she can't hardly pass his box next to the stove without reaching down to pet him, making low sympathy noises in her throat, way she does when Dara Lynn or Becky or me get sick. Dad don't say much. He come home to find Shiloh there. He just stands off to one side, listening to what Doc Murphy said about him. He don't get close enough for Shiloh to take a lick. But when supper's over and I go off to the bathroom to brush my teeth, I peek back through the doorway, and Dad's over by Shiloh's box, letting him lick his plate clean. Dad crouches there a minute or two, scratching all down Shiloh's back and up again. What I'm figuring, see, is by the time Shiloh's better, everybody will love him so much they just can't let him go, even Dad. I'm hoping Dad will go over to see Judd Travers, make him an offer for Shiloh, and then he'll be ours. The trouble with this kind of thinking, though, is we don't have the money.